Well, currently I am taking a small hiatus just because, I don't know, I do that every now and again just so I don't get tired of gaming. It's also something I've learned as an adult that for some reason, if I'm not happy or if I'm depressed, sometimes I can't get that motivation to even get up and exert that energy. But to answer your question straight out, lately I have been stuck on Super Mario 3D World with Bowser's Fury and the game Subnautica, the first one. If you don't know what Subnautica is, the best way I can compare it is if you've played The Forest or 7 Days to Die or something like that. It's a survivalist-based game, but the only difference is that you are on an alien planet that is covered in water. So yes, most of your like scavenging for materials that you would be using to craft and things like that are underwater. And to add an extra feat to it, there is plenty of creatures that are just, whoo, you know, somebody with a little bit of a phobia of deep underwater mysterious creatures, it definitely scares me a little bit. It's definitely equivalent to playing Outlast or Resident Evil or something. And then when it comes down to Super Mario 3D World, I'm really a fan of that one specifically, along with Mario Odyssey, just because even though they're vastly different from each other, 3D World allows you to have kind of like a 2.5 dimension, almost 3D type of perspective on each level. And Mario Odyssey is just basically what Mario 64 was for the Switch, or for the N64. It's what Mario 64 was for the N64 for the Switch, if that makes any sense. If that doesn't make sense, I can re-explain that. I know this is like a holy wall of text and voice that you're listening to. So please, if you have to pause in between here and there, or if you have to replay this or something, go ahead. I know I talk a lot, but 3 minutes is definitely limiting. Okay. So today, in gaming news, Hideo Kojima, also the creator of Metal Gear and the whole Metal Gear Solid franchise, was once, I believe, a higher up in the company of Konami, is expressing his fears about digital media, or I should say, everything going to digital. He has stated that he believes that if everything does go to digital, that people won't have true ownership over their actual purchases or video games or anything that they, you know, choose to so happen and enjoy. And he goes on to talk about how that physicality of games and media in general is important in society, which is very true. And I'm paraphrasing, by the way. This is not exactly quote what he said, but this is along the similar lines of what his tweets were and what the news articles were reporting. But yeah, apparently Kojima is very fearful about what is going to happen with all these companies that are pushing strictly digital everything. And I mean, it is kind of a worry, because think about it. I mean, if everything goes digital, you're not going to have access really for those people who live in areas that are not so advantaged to have some of the modern internet technologies, or even just internet in general. And even if you do get internet sorted out, nobody's going to want to just stream all their content or download all their content. I mean, people like owning hard copies. And I mean, I know maybe I'm a little biased on this, but I personally think and totally agree with Mr. Kojima on this. I think it's not fair that people are even considering the possibility of going completely digital. I don't think that that'll ever be a true future, because there always will be a demand for physical things, but you never know. Anyway, just wrapping it up, 3 minutes here, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, goodbye.
Hey, so I meant to add this as I prompted, as I created the prompt, but I guess I'll just reply to myself here and add my thoughts. I want to know what games you guys are playing. I know it's just me and two other guys in here, but if you have a Switch, you need to get this game, Pokemon Unite. It just came out late last month. I've been playing it this week, and it's pretty cool. It's a MOBA, which is new to me. I've never played any MOBAs. I'm also kind of interested. If you guys have, let me know. But if you have a Switch, get this game. It's really interesting. I think it's going to be pretty big, or at least have some big potential. So we'll see where they go with it. Hopefully they don't just let it die here. Interested to know what you guys think. All right, so I'm sitting here with my coffee now. I've been thinking about your question about the digital market. When you say completely, first thoughts are, I do not like that. I already am resistant to the idea of having all your games digital. I don't have a PS5, but I would opt for the disc if it weren't so price gouged right now. I'd pay $100 for it, even though a disk drive is not worth $100 USD. It's just the privilege of being able to share games with people without having to have, you know, a game share feature or whatever on your console, which consoles don't really anymore. And being able to play offline. I really still like offline games. I like free-to-play games. I like online games. More games are digital in my collection than were 2 years ago, 5 years ago. But I like being able to play offline and not having my account tied up and not be able to play my games if I'm offline or not able to access it because I'm traveling or something like that. Also, I don't like how games are so fragmented now. You have to have an account for every game you play, pretty much, right? Obviously, there's Steam and Unity Engine and all that kind of stuff, or Unity, whatever the fuck they call it, Epic, all different types of accounts that have a lot of games under them, but there's so many games, you have to have an account for each game. It just gets annoying, and if you really want to slippery slope it, eventually you'll have to have them all tied on some kind of master account or whatever. Like, you know, right now we have a console, but what if they say, okay, we don't have a console anymore, we're PlayStation, you know, subscription, we're all PlayStation Live or whatever they call that. Well, then you're gonna have to tie that to some account. Eventually you're gonna have to tie all your accounts together to some kind of asset, and it's gonna be digitally linked to some kind of physical, not email, but probably some kind of body integration. So we all know where that's going, so I don't have to really go deeper into that, but I am a user of pay-to-win game, or not pay-to-win, but free-to-play games. I pay real money for them. I have a lot of digital games, but I don't like a completely digital market, personally.